Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Tuesday, so it's the day we take a look at the Bible and what it has to say about a topic we introduced on Monday. This week's topic is worry. And it's something that Jesus addressed in his Sermon on the Mount. And it followed directly from last week's teaching, because last week we looked at priorities. And that's why Jesus' passage about worry begins with, "Therefore I tell you." It's important that we recognize the context in which Jesus is speaking. He's been talking to his followers, and he's been contrasting two kinds of lives, one lived for God, one lived for ourselves, heavenly or selfishly. And so he's made that contrast, and he's obviously urging his followers to choose one or the other. He says, you can't have both. You can't serve both God and money. You've got to pick one or the other as your primary focus in life. And he says, if your primary focus in life is going to be God, here are the results on every area of your life, including worry. So here's what he said about it. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, Jesus is not saying that his followers should not take care of their basic needs in life. He's not saying they shouldn't work. He's not saying anything like that. What he's worried about here is worry, anxiety. It's worried about our attitude towards our clothing, our food, our shelter, those things in life, whether we live for them or whether we live for God. And he says our anxiety or our worry is a window into that. It allows us to see what our true priority in life is, what we're truly living for. Now Jesus, having created us, knows all about us. He knows all about life. He knows that we all need to live for something. We weren't made for aimlessness. We were made for purpose. We were made to have an ultimate goal, an end in life. We were made to have that as God. But we can so easily replace that with other things. I said a moment ago, our worry is a sign of whether we replace God with something else in life, as our ultimate aim, as our ultimate concern. We can see that in how we spend our time. Sometimes it can be just ridiculous. We can worry about global economic conditions when there's really nothing we can do about it other than plan. And Jesus is not against planning for the future. He says, look at the birds. And if you look at birds, they're not lazy. They work hard to find their food. But that food is provided for them in nature. They also are not just sailing through life with no concern for the future. They do make some plans. Watch a bird build a nest. They know eggs are coming. And they need a place to keep them. So they build a nest in advance. So Jesus is not saying here that we should all just wander through life aimlessly. He's saying we need to have a purpose, it just needs to be the right one. There can be any number of things that we can live for in life instead of God. And he nicely reduces them down to one word, selfish ambition. We can live for ourselves or we can live for God. And that's really the contrast he's trying to lay out in this passage. So it's not that planning for the future is a problem. It's not that eating and drinking and having shelter and clothing are a problem. Worry is the problem. It's how we see those things in our lives. It's how they drive us, move us, whether they move us to make decisions like, I need a water filter because somebody told me there might be calcium in my water, or whether we're driven by ultimate concern for God's kingdom and whether everything else comes from that. Well, I have a question for you to consider today before we look at this topic in more depth later this week. What's the difference between prudent planning and anxious worry? How does that difference show up in your life? I hope you'll share this with somebody. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.